Thank you, Frank. The man who brought Oregon Rush soccer to Central Oregon is stepping down. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer had a sit-down with him.
John O'Sullivan brought the soccer club to the area in 2007. Currently, more than 1,000 athletes play soccer for Oregon Rush. It started with a couple hundred players and grew from there.
I leave believing that the organization is incredibly strong. We have a great board, a great coaching staff, and I believe it's in a position now where someone can come in and, you know, bring in fresh ideas and really take it to the next level.
O'Sullivan wanted to step down to spend more time with his family and pursue other business opportunities. The board will begin a national search for his replacement. Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110. KBND.
The Redmond City Council adopts a new mixed zone. The new zoning is designed to encourage people to live, work, and shop in the same neighborhood. Councilors last night debated not only the definition of the new zone, but also where to apply it. They agreed on the definition, but did not finalize anything on where to implement it. They did approve a first reading of an ordinance to apply the new zone to a southwest portion of the city. That ordinance will receive a second reading later this month. The national test of the emergency alert system didn't go according to plan. 1110 KBND's Brad Ford reports.
The test obviously did not work well in Oregon.
This is what you should have heard.
This is a test of the emergency alert system.
But that message was not broadcast on most radio and TV stations in Oregon. Jennifer Chamberlain with Oregon Emergency Management says the Federal Communications Commission is working with engineers to learn what went wrong.
The FCC was looking for gaps, and I would say this is kind of a big one.
In other states, the message was broadcast, but in many cases the audio was distorted. The FCC will try to solve the problems and try the test again. In Portland, Brad Ford, 1110 KBND Radio News.
The Oregon Department of Agriculture and its sister agency, Business Oregon, are encouraged by a recent survey of statewide economic development officials. They responded to a question of what industry sectors they were most interested in when it comes to recruiting.
Agriculture and value-added food processing got more votes than really any other sector. So there are a lot of people out there in Oregon that are concerned with economic development that are focusing in on how we expand our food processing capacity.
Representatives from various Oregon communities will attend some food shows in California next year. They'll showcase the advantages of moving food processing plants to Oregon. The number of Oregon National Guard soldiers denied promised bonuses has grown to 61. That's more than three times the number the Guard Bureau acknowledged in August. The bonuses were promised during a recruiting effort to boost the National Guard's ranks that occurred between 2006 and 2009. The Bureau says a computer glitch caused the military to deny the promised bonuses, a glitch that has since been resolved. Major General Raymond Carpenter says of the Oregon soldiers initially denied in 2011, 51 have since been paid, three are pending, and the rest are under review. Governor John Kitzhaber has been asked to delay Gary Haugen's execution until the state's death penalty can be fully reviewed. Four groups argue that the state's death penalty system is outdated and unfair. Jan Carson is Associate Director of the ACLU of Oregon.
Oregon has had the death penalty for nearly 30 years now. So far, only two people since 1984 have been executed.
A letter sent to the governor says lethal injection is unreliable. They also argue the death penalty is too expensive and question Haugen's competency to waive appeals of his execution. A spokesman for the governor says Kitzhaber has no comment at this time. Senator Jeff Merkley of Oregon wants a constitutional amendment to reverse the Supreme Court decision known as Citizens United. That ruling loosens limits on corporate spending and political campaigns. Merkley feels corporate money in campaigns is having a negative influence on politics. The petition would allow Congress and states to enact what he calls common sense campaign finance reforms. And there's quite a sight to see on I-5 in the middle of the night. A retired B-1 bomber is being towed all the way from California to Seattle. Kimberly Dinwiddie of ODOT says it's on the road between 10 p.m. and 6 a.m. It moves at 45 miles an hour, taking up two lanes of traffic. The plane hit Portland before 4 o'clock this morning. The old bomber will wind up at a Boeing facility in Renton, Washington. For these stories and more, check us out online at kbnd.com. And for instant updates on breaking news, follow us on Twitter. Our next local newscast comes up at 6:35. I'm Dave Jarvis, reporting for News Talk 1110 KBND. Depend on us.